I studied fine arts in Geneva and started by carving wood in a very classical way, and I would take away the material to make a sculpture. One day I discovered the workshop next door, metal and its techniques, welding, cutting, twisting, heating, unknown possibilities with wood. For about 10 years, I experimented with this material. Then, in 1990, I moved into an industrial wasteland whose dimensions changed my spatial references and also made me want to work with wood again. I then tried to do with wood what I had done with metal, to assemble, to enlarge the space, and I learnt the craft of working with wood, doweling, mortising, all sorts of magnificent assemblies. In 1998, I was invited to work with nature, with the landscape. This was the beginning of environmental installations. These encounters with places that questioned me and in which I wanted to create a new space. Each time I tried, with a simple protocol, a repetition of the same object, battens, joists, boards, to create a kind of architecture in which to walk around with confinement. These constructions usually require a great deal of teamwork. Here in Vouilleron, this Paradium installation created in 2015 was done in 10 days with the assistance of Sylvie Boussy and Tristan Depin, a carpenter, was intended to oppose the architecture of the estate in every respect. At first glance, this architecture, made of 7.5 kilometres of cleats, seems disorganised. But as soon as you pass its high façade, you enter an exuberant forest of spruce cleats. A narrow corridor leads you to a vast cylinder perfectly delimited by an alignment of erected rafters, and you leave the work through a long curved corridor with decreasing walls. This poetic architecture is inspired by the cradle of the satin-finished gardening bird, made up of skillfully erected twigs, which it builds to ensure a fertile future for itself. For me, the Paradium is that of nature, its intelligence and its beauty.